I'm Megan Lynch with Tom Ackerman, and our next guest started her Paralympic career at the age of 14. She's now a three-time Paralympian and a three-time medalist with a silver and two bronze medals. Next week, she will be in Paris for the Summer Games. We're joined by U.S. Paralympic swimmer, St. Louis native Colleen Young. Colleen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hi, thank you guys so much for having me.
So tell us about your story and how swimming became your passion.
Yeah, and I'll make a long story short. I grew up and I have albinism, so I'm visually impaired. But, you know, growing up in St. Louis, and I have an athletic older brother, so my parents had me try all different sports when I was a kid, baseball, soccer, basketball, you name it. But nothing ever really stuck like swimming did. Swimming was easier for me to, it's easier for me to focus on myself rather than an object like a ball that I can't see. Swimming became kind of a passion in that way, where it was something that I could really connect with, and it was easier for me to just kind of adapt and learn and grow. So growing up in St. Louis, I swam for CSP Tide Riders, which is a club down in Clayton, like Clayton Shaw Park. And I went to, you know, I swam 2 years on my high school team at Lindbergh High School. And, you know, I grew up swimming in St. Louis my whole life. And then I went to swim competitively at Fairfield University in Connecticut, which is a small D1 school. But, you know, I've always been connected to St. Louis. So I'm really excited that you guys had me on this morning.
Absolutely. CSP, Lindbergh, you mentioned Fairfield. I mean, that's a lot of competition. You, Megan, went through your credentials, a three-time Paralympian. How do you stay in competition between Paralympics?
Yeah, honestly, I'm pretty motivated by the people around me. So I've been fortunate to be surrounded by a really good support system and people constantly motivating me. And, you know, in between Paralympic Games, we have World Championships every 2 years, and then we have Pan Pacific Championships every year or every 4 years. So, you know, there's big meets in between games. So being able to focus on something every year instead of every 4 years has definitely helped in my motivation.
I did not realize until I was researching your story and some of the competitions that you have been in that someone who is visually impaired does turns differently sometimes in for what you do compared to other athletes in the Olympics.
Yeah, so it's cool because in para swimming, obviously you have 14 different classifications. So S1 through S10 are all physical disabilities, S11 through S13 are visual, and S14 is intellectual. And me, I'm visually impaired, so I'm an S13. And we have the option to use tappers, which are really, honestly, innovative things. So basically, an athlete coming into the wall, obviously, depending on your vision, might not be able to really tell where they are in the pool or see the wall. So a tapper is basically this big long pole with like a tennis ball at the end, and a coach will be at the end, and they're called tappers because that's literally what they do. You tap either, you know, a shoulder or the head or back or someone who's swimming into the wall, and that's how they know to do a flip turn. So it's really cool to see, actually.
What is your best event, Colleen?
I do breaststroke and IM, but for para swimming, probably 100-meter breaststroke and 200-meter individual medley are my best two.
I have noticed so much more press and social media presence around the Paralympics this year. What's it like to see so much momentum behind the Paralympic movement right now?
It is absolutely awesome. Like you mentioned earlier, my Paralympic journey started when I was 14, and I'm 26 now. So being able to see in 12 years how big the movement has come, especially in the United States, has been extraordinary. In London in 2012, you know, I was going into my freshman year of high school when I made the team, but I remember coming back freshman year and just going straight to school. Like, people didn't really care that much, as bad as that sounds. But, you know, now going into my fourth games in Paris, I'm getting interviews. I'm getting people saying, you know, that I'm a role model for their younger child with albinism. And it's really cool to see not only my success story, but other Paralympic athletes, their success story, and how, you know, media has kind of taken a hold of, you know, and an interest in Paralympic athletes. And that's what Paralympic athletes are. You know, we're parallel to the Olympics, and a lot of people don't realize that's what the para means in Paralympic. But, you know, to be able to swim in the same venues and stay in the same village as the Olympic athletes is awesome. But to now see the media coverage starting to be equal to the Olympic athletes as well, that's something that I can't even put into words, especially seeing from nothing.
Yeah, I have to think that your relationship with your teammates is pretty special.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've been really fortunate my whole life to be a part of teams that have embraced me being a Paralympic swimmer and being visually impaired. And, you know, growing up, CSP, they were the best team I could have asked for growing up. So shout out to Dave McCrary and Mark Imig. They were, you know, the two coaches who really got me into para swimming and fueled my my motivation. But, you know, my college coach, Anthony Bruno, is now the head coach at Towson University. So I've swam with Towson a little bit in Baltimore. And, you know, just being surrounded by people who are excited for me, but also share a same motivational goal of, you know, wanting to be a better athlete is just something that I've been so fortunate to be in.
How many hours a day are you training in advance of next week?
Too many. I've been doing, so I double swim twice a week. So basically my regular week looks like Monday and Wednesday, I have two swims, one in the morning, one at night. Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I swim in the morning and then lift at night. And then Saturday morning, I swim. And each practice is 2 hours each. So it's definitely a time commitment.
Oh, absolutely. My daughter, who is a swimmer, it's unbelievable what you do. And what you're doing is amazing, Colleen. Give me more St. Louis. I want to tap into the St. Louis thing a little bit more. When I say St. Louis, outside of swimming, what do you think about?
It's so funny because being removed from St. Louis now, like growing up in it, anytime someone mentions it, I think of the stereotypical like emos, Toasted Ravs, like Cardinals Blues, like all that stuff. But, you know, honestly, like looking back on my time growing up and, you know, I have so much pride being a part of St. Louis. And I think it's something that when you leave the city you grew up in, you kind of develop. But, you know, I have high school friends, you know, who I still are super close with. And, you know, I'll mention to someone like the other day in the airport, I mentioned I, you know, how you strike up a conversation with people in the airport. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm originally from St. Louis. And it seems like someone always has a connection to someone in St. Louis because this guy was like, oh, my wife's like cousin lives there. And I was like, that's awesome. Like, do you know where? And so it's really awesome to be able to connect with people and, you know, people know where it is. And I have so much pride for the city. And obviously I live in Baltimore full time now, but I'm always going to be a diehard St. Louis fan. That's for sure.
Colleen, we will be cheering for you when you're in Paris and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
That is St. Louis native, U.S. Paralympic swimmer Colleen Young joining us this morning on KMOX.